bullfrog.
Okay. What about one that might live up in a tree, a very small one?
Let's see. I don't know much about that one.
Okay. You heard spring frog, tree frog?
I heard a spring frog.
Yeah. What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
Well, they usually call them grunt worms.
Okay.
That's the name they call them, that grunt worm.
Wonder why?
Well, they used to take a stick and drive it down in the ground, and take another stick and rub on the top of it, and they would come up out the ground. They called them grunt worms. They, you know.
Hear the noise?
That noise would tickle them, and they come up, and all they do pick them up instead of digging them up.
How
just
much?
Go by and pick them up.
You ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they really do.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Okay. Any other kind of worms that you think of is used for fish bait, larger or smaller?
Well, now we use the different kinds of bait.
Sure.
There's a grunt worm, and there's another one they call the red wiggler, and there's several more. Now we used to use most of the grunt worm. Long, and then people used to have what they call a bait bed, and they put meal bran on that and put some bags inside to keep them drying out, and they have their own bait, just go out and dig them some and cover back and go.
They raise their own bait. Uh-huh. What do you call an insect that sends out light and on and off in the summertime? You can see it at night.
Lightning bug.
And an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds and lakes, maybe real long, skinny body.
Oh, we used to call them mosquito hawk.
Okay. And you know what we call them in Kentucky?
What?
In my home, when out in the country, we call them snake doctors.
Yeah, well, we used to use that term, too.
Really? Now, most folks down here say skeeter hawk or skeeter hawk, but you've heard of snake doctor,
huh? Yeah, I've heard of snake doctor.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and some people say doesn't sting?
Dead dog.
And what are those nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts, and there's nothing ripen underground. Chufa.
What's a
chufa? Chufa, people know that. That's a food for hogs.
Oh.
They don't too many falls flat. It's the color of a shell peanut, but it's no shell on it.
Hmm.
About the size of it. That's was good food for the hog.
Well, people didn't eat them, or sometimes.
Well, people could eat them.
Yeah, never heard of a chufa before either. That's interesting. But they planted them, though. Yeah,
they planted them.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you might say the boy what his father? They both have a big nose, or they both have a real high forehead. You say he what his father?
He has the same features as father had.
Okay, maybe another way of saying that might be the boy what his father. You think of another way of saying
it? He's the very image of him.
Okay. And if his behavior is similar to his father, maybe they both have a real quick temper, or they both are very quiet, how would you say that?
Well, most of them saying that if he has a quick temper, his father had a quick temper, he's just like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who is not a nurse?
Well, they used to call them, a long time ago, they used to call them grannies.
Yeah.
But now they got another name they call them. What they call them?